Chapter 20. Suit wasn't having any luck with his concentration that morning. Patrol was going smoothly enough, like it almost always did. He supposed he had liked his life well enough, but it had been pretty boring. Being a cop in paradise wasn't exactly life on the mean streets. It was mostly parking tickets, the occasional bar fight, and traffic control when the town filled up during the annual regatta. He thought about how different it had been for Jesse. Jesse had done things, big things, in his life. Besides being one step away from Dodger Stadium, Jesse had been out there in the world. He'd kicked ass and solved murders. He'd been married to a newscaster, for Christ's sakes. The glory in Suit's life had come and gone with his high school graduation. Suit knew that his constantly comparing himself to Jesse was unhealthy. It had nearly gotten him killed. But it wasn't Jesse or the scars on his abdomen that were ruining his concentration. Not today.
"Car 4 to base," Suit said into his car mic.
"What's up, Suit?"
"What's up with you? You sound out of breath."
"Jesse's got me running around looking for reports."
"It's quiet out here. I'm going 1063.
"Little early for lunch," she said.
"Never too early for lunch," he said, letting Molly believe it was food he was stopping for.
"Roger that."
Suit pulled the car up in front of Elena's house, but he didn't get out. He sat there for a few minutes, frozen with panic over what he was about to do. He wasn't given to profound thoughts, not that he wasn't smart. It was just that he tried not to dwell on things. Yet after reconnecting with Elena, it had occurred to him that he had been lonely for too long. He had never lacked for friends. Suit knew he was a likable guy. Imposing as his size made him, people felt comfortable around him. Nor had he lacked for the company of women. The problem was, his relationships with women were usually short-lived and often carried out under cover of darkness. There was never any future in them, just temporary comfort. But nothing focuses a man's mind like facing his own mortality. As hard as he tried not to think about getting shot, it was impossible to escape. He took 3 deep breaths and got out of the cruiser. He stuck his hand in his pocket, got panicky again when he couldn't find the ring, then relaxed a little bit when he found it. He had thought about doing this in some romantic way, like they did it in the movies. He'd meet her down in Boston, or even New York, for a weekend, making dinner reservations at a fancy restaurant, and then having the ring delivered to the table as part of her dessert. He considered taking her to a Sox game and having a plane fly overhead, trailing a banner with his proposal on it. But he realized that he loved her too much for that stuff, and that Elena would be embarrassed by it. She was too private a person. And they had both agreed to keep their relationship to themselves until they had a sense of where it would go. Luther Suitcase Simpson had a sense of where he wanted it to go from the first time he had seen Elena Wheatley all those years ago. Now he was sure of where it was going, and he was sure life was too short to spend another minute apart from her if he didn't have to. He wanted to share his joy with the world and the rest of his life with Elena. He stepped around the cruiser and up the walk. The beads of sweat on his brow had nothing to do with the heat of the day. He knocked at her door, not wanting to let himself in. He hadn't let her know he was coming. He was about to knock again when the door pulled back. Suit beamed at the sight of her in a bathrobe, her wet hair dripping onto her shoulders.
"Luther, this is a happy surprise," she said, smiling, waving him inside. She stood on her tiptoes and kissed him. "Is everything okay?"
"Fine, good, everything's good." His voice was brittle.
Elena threaded herself between his big arms and pressed her body close to his. The light coconut and floral scent of her conditioner filled up Suit's head, and he was lost for a second. Then Elena tilted her head back and said,
"So, what's up, Officer Simpson?"
He didn't speak, plunging his right hand into his pocket, fishing for the ring. Then, just as he was about to pull it out of his pocket, the radio crackled.
"Suit!" It was Molly. "Get back in here, now!"
He dropped the ring into his pocket, raised his right arm, and pressed the talk button on the mic on his shoulder.
But I'm... Right now, Suit. Jesse wants you in immediately.
Roger that.
What's that about? Elena asked.
Suit shrugged and kissed her hard on the mouth.
I've got to go.
I love you, Luther.
He smiled at her, kissed her on the top of her head. Me too. Very much. Back in the cruiser, he patted his pocket and hoped it would go easier the next time he tried to propose.